Hey, it's Big Joe for your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, Absolute Comfort. Chris Wedekin is the owner, and he tells us why many homeowners are giving up their air conditioners for a high-efficiency heat pump.
By removing your air conditioner and replacing it with a heat pump, you are not only saving by getting a higher-efficiency air conditioner, the heat pump works in reverse and saves you money in the wintertime as well.
See if a heat pump is the right move for you by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
I drive these puppies crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nice.
Fergie? Fergie Ferg. If you need a reason to drink tonight, Fergie is 49 years old.
Damn, Fergie's pushing 50 now?
Can I tell you, I met Fergie when I was doing afternoons here on this signal when it was Radio Now 93.1 backstage. She was playing some show at the Murat Theater. And it was such a weird experience because, like, this was at the height of her fame, like, really, really famous, really just, I mean, we were playing her songs hour after hour after hour. And so I show up, and I'm thinking there's going to be all this security. I'm going to jump through all these hoops, try to get backstage to interview her, right? So I knock on the side door of the facility there, the Murat, and the guy goes, hey, yeah? I go, yeah, Nigel, Radio Now, here to interview Fergie. He's like, oh, come on in. And then he leads me backstage, and there's a manager or something outside her door, and I go, yeah, I'm supposed to interview Fergie, Nigel from Radio Now. He's like, oh, yeah, go on in. I go, do I have to knock? He goes, nah, just go on in. And I walk in there, and she turns around, and she's eating cottage cheese. I go, hi, Fergie, I'm Nigel. I'm here for the interview. You know, it's kind of nervous, actually. I don't know what this. She was totally down to earth, coolest chick.
Really?
One of the best interviews I've ever done, I think. I wish I could find it.
Was she fully dressed?
She was fully dressed,
That's
yeah.
That's a shame.
And there's a picture of us somewhere. Maybe I could try to find it. Her and I took a picture of the cottage cheese that she was eating together. Like, she was eating out of the actual tub of cheese.
Telling you, man, she's 49, but she's still got her fastball. She's still an attractive woman. I don't care what you think about her music, but she's hot. She's still got
it. Don't you think that's weird that I was able to get back there so fast, with sort of lackadaisical?
What if some stranger would have said, I'm Nigel? Went back there and hit her with a bat or something, right?
I love that our manager said, I was trying to be professional. Do you want me to knock? He's like, nah, it's going in.
It's Fergie. She was married to that dude from the Las Vegas TV show, Josh Duhamel, for a long time. I don't think they're married anymore.
He's a good looking man.
Yeah, that's a good looking couple. So if you need a reason to drink tonight, Fergie is 49. Great moments in Fergie history. Aside from the interview with Nigel, this was the 2019 NBA All-Star Game. She sang the national anthem. Ooh.
For the land of the free. Yeah.
And the best part about that is the camera, you know, it's going down the line of all the all-stars. They're trying not to laugh. Draymond Green just breaks out. He starts cracking up.
It wasn't the worst rendition of the anthem I've ever heard.
There's some strange
parts in that, though, for sure.
And that was just like the last part. I didn't play the first 7 minutes. I mean, it was a long rendition of the national anthem. Great moments in Fergie history. I think this counts because we like cover songs on this program. This is when Alanis Morissette covered My Humps.
What you gonna do with all that ass? All that ass inside them jeans? I'm gonna make you scream, make you scream, make you scream.
You into that?
I really like the version in Blades of Glory better when Will Ferrell was doing it.
Walking on the treadmill.
Yeah. I like that version a whole hell of a lot better.
Blades of Glory, underrated film.
Nobody's
ever going to say that's their favorite Will Ferrell movie. And when you think of John Heder, obviously it's Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah. But he was pretty good in that too.